Hello, beautiful. You are listening to Mind Body Clarity. I am Amber Price, and I help women just like you reclaim your personal power by developing your intuition so that you can align authentically to a lifestyle that you create and design through empowered choices. I am going to share tips and strategies to help you live in alignment with your authentic self and feel empowered to make decisions with clarity. Let's go. This is an amazing question. So one of my coaching clients had texted me saying, you know what, Amber, I ask my spiritual team to give me a sign or to, line me up with a business opportunity or to have a friend call me on a certain day. So I'm trying to work with my spiritual team and I'm trying to get things to happen, but then I sit there and I wait and then nothing happens. So what am I doing wrong? I love it. I love this question because there are so many things to take into consideration. Really, we're going to boil it down to a couple things, but there are things to take into consideration when you're receiving psychic information, because when we receive psychic information, the timing has to be right. The timing has to be right for you, because if you ask for insight and the timing is not right for you, there are many things that can happen. Either it's going to make matters worse for you, such as if you receive a message that's unsettling or that you're interpreting as negative or that you misinterpret altogether, then you're not going, it's not going to land. It's not going to be of any benefit for you. So it has to do more of a benefit and less of a harm for you in order for the timing to be just right. So that's one consideration. Also, in terms of timing being right for you, are you ready to take action if you need to? Are you ready to surrender or release when you need to? So you play a huge factor, obviously, in the timing of the psychic message. Also, the timing has to be right for the universe and your soul. So if the universe is going to give a psychic insight, or you're receiving information based on what the universe is kind of giving you, guiding you, but it isn't in alignment with your soul contract or your human experience, then it's not going to be received well. So for instance, something that might make sense here would be that a job opportunity for a doctor opened up and the universe aligned you to somebody who's hiring a doctor, but you haven't finished medical school yet. Well, why would the universe line you up with somebody who could give you a job in the field you're trying to get into maybe years earlier, or any time that doesn't match up the time your human experience or your soul's contract is ready for it? So this is a big deal because we want things when we want them. As humans, we just are impatient. We want instant gratification, but we have to know that there's no way we want to experience all the great things in the world that we want all at the same time, because it's better to kind of hunt it out. It's better to chase it out. It's better to plan it out. It's better to kind of have anticipation towards something so that you're not getting all of the things all at the same time. And then it's like, well, you're overwhelmed. If you're asking for, you know, your soulmate to come and a new job and a new car and millions in the bank account and signs from the universe and all the loved ones that are departed, if you're asking for all those things and your soul's plan is not ready for that, or the universe is not ready to deliver it to you, why would they do that if the timing isn't right? Because you're not going to receive it well. You're not going to process it well. And who the heck wants all the gratification of your human experience at the same time? Because now you've got it. So what else do you need? What else do you want? What else are you going to do with your time here? So those are two important things, right? Is it going to be received at the time that you're willing and able and capable to do it? And why do you want it all at the same time instantaneously so that you don't actually get that, you know, I don't know, slow burn, whatever you want to call it, of receiving things trickling over time, because otherwise the human experience would be kind of boring. It's like, oh, I have everything I could ever want or think I need or think I desire all at the same time. And now I've got it all in one big lump sum and everything else is just boring. So the universe really wants it to unravel. Now, another point is that the timing has to be right for other people that are involved in your life's experience, in your soul's contract. What do I mean? I mean that if I'm looking for my soulmate, then I want it now, of course, because that's what we do. We want to have happiness and we want to have our desires met right now. But our soulmate is still working in a different country and hasn't moved here yet. Or our soulmate is in a relationship that is ending, but they're still grieving it, or has ended and they're still grieving that relationship and they're not ready for another relationship. They're not going to be ready for you. So a lot of times we don't recognize how interconnected everything is, how crazy of a web that things are. Like when people say it's a small world, it's a small world. A lot of people are so interconnected by, you know, 7 degrees of separation, or I can't believe that happened. Or like, you know, maybe your soulmate is like, I used to live in Australia as a kid. And maybe you did too. But the whole time both of you resided in Australia, you never met, you never crossed paths. Now you've moved to Canada, fast forward 20 years. And now both of you are living around the corner from each other in a small town. Like, how come you didn't meet back then in Australia? Well, because you weren't ready. You weren't where you were supposed to be. You were not in your personal development, in your soul's growth, in your journey, where you were supposed to be. Let me tell you something also about timing of other people. If someone is going through, and it could be you, if you or someone else is going through something, let's say addiction, and say you're, I'm just kind of using soulmate or your twin flame or your loved one or your partner as an example here for this, but say that person is going through addiction and they are recovering and they're doing the work and they're, you know, they're going through everything that they need to go through in order to heal. But 15 years ago, if you guys had have met, you might not have liked each other. You might not have resonated with each other. You might not have been in alignment or have the same values or belief systems, because if you weren't in an active addiction and they were at the time you met back then, you guys would have maybe never wanted to connect. Now, moving into present moment, this person is in recovery. They're doing their thing. You're where you are. You both have grown. You both have evolved. And now you're in alignment for the right timing. And so when you think of when you desire something, think outside yourself for a second. It's not always about just because you're ready that everything else is going to come to you. Things might not be ready for you when you are ready. And that's part of the timing of other people who are dependent on your things happening. Now, this could also be a job. You are applying for a job as a VP in a tech company. And you're like, I have my eye on this particular company and I'm trying to get in there and in there and in there and in there. And I just, you know, they're not hiring, or I keep getting a, you know, position's been filled or whatever. And as you're waiting, you get another job opportunity. Maybe it comes up on a posting and you see, hey, a VP of this department is opening at this company. Not only is it the direct department that I want, where the other one I've been trying to get into was okay, I just wanted to get my foot in the door, but it wasn't really where I wanted to be in the department. But this one now is in the right department. It's more salary, it more benefits, more time off. It's closer. I don't even have to commute. And I've applied and I've gotten an interview and then another interview and then another interview, then hired. Sometimes the people that are involved aren't ready because they are not there. Maybe that company is new. It's a startup. And now this opportunity just came up. Maybe the person who you're filling the position of went on maternity leave or has retired. So all these people have to kind of play out their life experience in order for you to be able to fall into yours. And all of that is part of divine timing. So not only do we have to be in a good time frame for ourselves, and we have to be in a good time frame for the universe and our soul's contract in our journey, we have to take into consideration the timing of everyone else who's involved in all the pieces that we might not have any idea that they're involved in. And not to mention that timing is subjective. There is no time frame in the universal world of energetics. Like if you know, when I connect to psychic messages, they tell me that the near future is anytime between now and the next 24 to 36 months. So when I say, oh, it's happening soon, and I'm like, oh, I see 18 months, you know, the person I'm reading for is like, that is not soon at all. That is totally so far away. 18 months is so far away. But in the universal energetics, it's not. It's like time does not exist in the same way as it does here in our human experience. And a lot of it is, if you've ever heard that saying, time flies when you're having fun. Well, when we're talking about the energetics or spiritual realms or spirit, they don't have any of these things that slow down time or stop time that create this negativity or like block or stop the time, because they're all in this enlightened kind of, not everybody, but I'm going to talk about, like, if we're here for the highest good, they're operating from this perspective of everything is flowing when it's supposed to. So I no longer have an expectation of time. When I don't have expectations, I release and go with the flow. And while I'm going with the flow, I am not focused on the outcome, the goal. I'm going with the flow. So I'm experiencing life as it comes in the moment that it comes. And I am receiving and open to receiving all the things that happen along the way while I'm trying to get to my end result. What happens when we do that, and when we're really proficient in practicing time like this, is we not only become abundant with experiences, with even finances and wellness and people and all the things, because we are now so aware and mindful of the things that are happening along our journey that we become more full of gratitude for it. We become more aware and we attract more things. And this is very similar to being in the energetic vibration of spirit, of universe, in that energetics realm, right? So take into consideration that when we're talking about timing and the desire and expectation of timing, that we're getting in our own way. We're tripping ourselves up and we're slowing it down. When we try to control things, like we try to do as humans, we try to be in control, we try to script things, we try to outline them, it becomes where all of a sudden the universe is going so high speed at you at all times, throwing things in all the different directions for you to pick up, for you to accept, for you to attract. And when you try to slow them down and control them or do things yourself or not reach out and have other people help you or not delegate things or pick up signs from the universe that you're in the right direction. And when you are closing things down and only focusing on yourself and what you're capable of doing, and you're not seeing the bigger, grander picture and becoming one with everything around you, you stop time. So if you see a psychic and the psychic says to you, you know what, if you remain on the same path, you're going to get that promotion, or you're going to meet that loved one, or you're going to have a financial windfall. All of this I see happening within 9 months, 9 weeks, by September, the 9th month, right? Again, going to be dependent on the psychic and how they read and what that means to them. But as an example, and now they leave that reading and they're like, whoa, I'm totally shifting gears. Now I'm panicking because maybe I'm nervous that it's coming so quickly. Maybe I don't know what to do. Maybe I psych myself out and think, well, I should be doing things better or faster or more efficient, or I should ask for help, or is this even what I want to be doing and where I want to. So as you can tell, we can psych ourselves out and we can stop time. So when we are not allowing the universe to provide abundant stuff for us, and when I say stuff, I mean an assistant to help with some of your tasks, a family member to delegate some things to, a banker to get financial advice from, you know, the grocer to deliver your groceries, you know, whatever, the kids to help take out the garbage. When we put it all on ourselves, or we're resistant to opening up to receiving because we have this identity of we have to make it to the top ourselves, which, by the way, none of us ever do. There is always someone helping us somewhere along the line, and everything is interconnected. But we have the ability to stop time, which changes the timelines in which you would receive a psychic message for. Now, it could work opposite. You could be like, whoa, I am so good with that time frame. I'm going to enjoy life. I know this is mine for the taking. It's all coming to me. I'm on the right track. Here I go. Totally open up to receptive mode. Go with the flow. Attract abundance. The law of attraction is working for you hardcore. The speed at which things are coming to you is infinite. You've got things flying in every direction towards you, and you're not overwhelmed. You're not worried. You're not trying to control it, and you're just letting it go, and all the things are happening at all the same time. And all of a sudden, 9 months turns into 9 days because you have shifted your ability to work within the energetics, to allow the law of attraction to work for you. And there's obviously more laws of the universe that help with this too, but we have this ability to slow down time, or to stop time, to speed up time, or to make time irrelevant. And it's all based on your choice. If you choose to go with the flow and go into the open receptive mode and become expansive, so you're one with everything and everything comes at you and you're no longer trying to control it or worry about it or think it through. Gosh, we know how to think. We've been taught how to think since we've been born. Let's start to feel. Let's start to go. Let's start to just grow. Let's start to do all of those things. Let's start to do something different. If it hasn't been working for you up until now, it's not going to work. So what is the harm at trying something different? You see people all the time activating the law of attraction. You see people who don't care about things, who are getting more things. You see people who have a horseshoe up their butt, but really it's not. It's they're just in alignment with what they want and what they desire. And both of those things match. Because a lot of times we think we want something that we really don't, or we have beliefs or fears or blockages. I hate the word blocks, but something that allows us to stop the flow of time so that it reroutes it, meaning like it's kind of taking it into a different direction because of something I'm not worked through yet, like a generational belief or a trauma or something I haven't figured out. So we have the tools, we have the energetics. We are so powerful. We can allow things to come at infinite speed. We can block things and stop them and turn them completely out of our direction. So it's up to us to really consider, what do we want? Who are we? Are we in alignment with both of those things? And is it flowing to us at an exponential speed? So really consider, what does time mean to you? And are you in alignment with time and how it flows in the universe by just being open and receptive? Because we have free will. So we can choose to acknowledge something, accept it, surrender, or flow with it. So timing is also very dependent on your free will. Like, do you leave a medium, psychic, spiritual, intuitive, whatever session, and then say, well, she told me that I was going to be promoted at this job, but you know what? I don't want to work there anymore. I'm going to quit. So, well, she didn't see that coming. There is free will that can happen, meaning that at any point during a session, somebody can be given, here would be the route that you'd be taken if you're on the same path and you want to kind of achieve the things that you desire and you continue here. Here's when it's going to happen. Versus, you are not grounded. You are not in alignment. You have a lot of confusion. There's not much clarity on things. And you've been doing things to people please, or you've been doing things that are out of integrity with yourself. with your values, with your mission as a human. You haven't even maybe asked yourself any of those questions. What is your mission here? What are your values? What do you believe? What do you want to achieve? What do you desire? How much are you people pleasing? How much are you denying yourself? If something you want to do is a heck yes, then why aren't you doing it when you're feeling that? If something is a, oh God, no, why aren't you doing it anyway? So there's some things to consider about where you're at and give yourself permission to live your life on your terms in alignment with what you want. So things will flow to you in the proper time frame when you are ready and you're willing to take action, and that information is not going to cause you more harm or to hinder your experience in any way. When the timing is right for your soul's contract, your purpose, or the universe, when it's right for that, and it's going to promote your overall well-being and support your purpose. When the timing is right for other people who are inadvertently or indirectly connected to making everything that you desire to come to fruition, when all of those things are lined up and all of those things are true, meaning you've done the work, you've questioned yourself about who you are, you have designed what you want yourself to be, who you want yourself to be, and how you want yourself to be. You know that what you want is true to you because you've done the work to figure out if you like it or you don't, or you feel it or you don't. So when you know who you are, and when you're doing things for you and yourself alone, based on your purpose here, and the lessons and the beliefs and all the things that you're here to do, to experience, to learn, the timing becomes irrelevant. Because then we believe that everything is coming to us at the time that it's supposed to, when it's supposed to. That's going to give us the biggest bang for our buck. And as long as we are in an open receptive mode, not only are we going to get that goal, but we are going to receive an abundant amount of experiences and people and money and health and whatever along the way that we would otherwise put blinders on and denied because we're so focused on the outcome of the timing. If you are someone who is questioning the timing at which something is coming to you, if you've received insight, if you have asked your cards or your guides or a psychic or a medium, and you are sitting there waiting just to bide by time to get to that point, you are missing a huge opportunity to expand at an exponential rate. You are missing a huge opportunity to be open to the abundance that is there for you for your taking. And you are missing a huge opportunity to be open, go with the flow, and be in receptive mode of all of the amazing miracles and blessings that there are, because you will grow in gratitude. You will grow in wisdom. You will grow in connection to yourself and to source, into the universe. And when you do this practice, you become stronger in your connection to your intuition, to your psychic insights. They become stronger. You trust yourself. You no longer want evidence that it's happening. You just want a connection so that you know you're headed in the right direction and everything that's yours will come to you. End of story. You just listened to Mind Body Clarity with Amber Price. Please head over to www.amber-price.com to check out more information. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share or rate it. See you next time.